Tanya for the sixth day of Tishrei, Vav Tishrei, is in Igeres HaKedush, Daf Kuf Lamed, Omed Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 502. We are four lines from the top. The Alter Rebbe is describing the difference between that which is created through cause and effect and that which is created through Yesh Ma'ayin. Four lines from the top. The beginning of the created being, where creation takes place, meaning creation out of nothingness. The ten attributes in the worlds, beginning with Bria, Yetzira and Asiya, but not in the world of Atzilus, beginning in the world of Bria, the Kalim, the vessels of the Yetzirah, of the ten attributes, are created out of nothing. Gam ha'eres nefesh ruach. Also, the energy or the light that is nefesh and ruach, the nivru mebechinas haneshama, the Yetzirah to be yah shehu alikus. They are created out of the level of neshama that exists in the ten attributes of biyah, which is elikus, which is not created out of nothingness, vehein halamed kelim de malchus da atzilus, and they are the 30 vessels of malchus of atzilus. In atzilus itself, which is not a created being, but an emanation, it is not created out of nothingness, but is an extension of godliness, so to speak, an emanation. In there are 10 attributes there, and each of the attributes has three parts, three dimensions, which is called the head, the body, and the legs, or the beginning and middle and end, so that of the three parts to each of the attributes, and there are 10 attributes, so there are 30 kelim of Atzilus, and they, what that which in Atzilus are called kelim, or vessels, are for the lower worlds, Bri, Yetzira, Asiya, the Eires, the light and the energy, the life. The Chaim ba'Atzilus. And the same is true also in Atzilus itself. It is mechitzeinius hakelim diyutziris da'atzilus. It is from the external part of the vessels of the ten attributes of Atzilus, shehein elikus, which are themselves godliness, nivru haheicholis da'atzilus. From them is created the external physical part of Atzilus, so to speak. Shem eslabish behem b'chinas ha'igulim diyutzirideis, because clothed in them, that gives them life, are the Yetzirah, as they transcend existence, and therefore they're called igulim. They don't penetrate into the hecholis, into the being of Atzilus, and therefore does not prevent the being of Atzilus from taking on some existence. The gam gufes hamalochim d'Atzilus, and also the bodies of the angels of Atzilus, shehein b'chinas yesh, that also have some existence. Of course, the kind of existence that is appropriate to the world of Atzilus. Not a created world, but even that existence, the fact that they have bodies, also comes from the external part of the vessels of Atzilus, and as it says, in his angels, God creates a deficiency. What is a deficiency? Meaning, not a total bittul. She'einan b'bechinas bittul legamri, in that they are not completely bottle, ka'olo legabi ilosei, as an effect is bottle to its cause. And that's why it says, b'malochov, in his angels, not ordinary angels, which exist in the lower worlds of Bria, Yetzir, Asiya, but in his angels, in the angels of Atzilus, even there is a deficiency in that their bittul is not the same as the bittul of a cause and an effect. And with this, the Alter Rebbe is explaining what the world of Atzilus is. On the one hand, we say that it is not yet a created being. Creation, as we learned at the beginning of today's Shia, creation begins in Bria. In Atzilus, you can't, Attilus can't be described as a creation, as something from nothing. And yet, on the other hand, it is a world. It's an existing state. So the Rebbe says that that existence is similar to Yesh Ma'ayin, but isn't quite Yesh Ma'ayin. It is not the bittul that exists in a cause and effect, where the effect is similar and close to its cause and is therefore bottle to it. Whereas here, the energy and the light within Atzilus does not penetrate the substance of Atzilus and therefore allows it to have some existence. Deis Hayem Yem for Vav Tishrei, which is the yard site of the Rebbe's mother, Rebbe Tzanchana, who passed away in 1964. The Rebbe writes that a summary of the third method of tshuva, which is the letter Vav, V'ahavta l'reacha kamecha, to love a Jew as yourself, the Alter Rebbe taught that this love is a means by which we come to love God. And this is explained in the statement that whoever is pleasing to man is also pleasing to God. And this avodah of tshuva, this kind of tshuva, comes from goodness of the heart.